Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word Behind the Veil.
Train a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Hello, everyone. I'm Ron, your host, and on this podcast, we'll be talking about ways that we can train our children to become overcomers in their youth.
There's a natural fear of the unknown. Poor little kid kindergartner running to going to school. He doesn't know what to expect. So there's a little element of fear, and you just help them. Bless this day. Let it be according to your will. You go to school. You meet new people. You have all new teachers. You have all new curriculum. You have all... And my God, I'm getting afraid just talking about it. No, I'm kidding, of course.
And that's a very simple way that you can start out in learning to overcome with baby steps. And we can teach them, teach the little ones how to do it very simply. Just ask the Lord to help you. You can tell them, you know what? Let's pray for your teacher. You have a hard time with your teacher? Let's pray for your teacher. You have trouble with your friend? Let's bless them. So simply, you can teach a child how to overcome.
The application is so wonderful because of the scriptural foundation of what you're talking about, Deb. Pray for those in authority over you.
Right, right.
What a great introduction for children to pray. Learn to pray for their teachers. Heck, learn to pray for mom and dad, too, you know.
Pray for the kids around them. Someone does something to you that you didn't like. Help them to understand you can bless them. You can help them.
Right.
Also learn the process of learning the fact that not everybody is kind. Not everybody knows the Lord. And so you just learn to be an example. Okay, you're going to treat me mean? I'm not going to treat you mean back.
It's just simple living. Everyday life with your children.
Right.
I think that the word children, you could say up to age 14, 15 years old. I think the thing that Alan was saying, Deb, you've been saying, is teaching them they have choices. Teaching them why, so they can understand making a certain choice.
Yeah.
They're making choices, even though these are choices of a child. They're still choices that they live with. Those choices and what their problems are just as serious as your problems. You can't discount or say, oh, that's just something a child goes through. And what you want to do is you want to explain to them, explaining till they understand. Just like praying for their teacher. Why are you praying for your teacher? Why your father and mother? Why pray for anybody?
You know, as we teach them, you have a choice in every situation. Now, this choice, will this choice make you an overcomer? No. Well, what about this choice? Yeah. So which one is better? And so we're trying to teach our children to become overcomers. And if we teach them as children.
Yep.
That principle, my goodness, what will happen when they become adults?
Yeah. That's the growth pattern to what they will never leave when they grow old. The Shema, right, in Deuteronomy, it says, you shall teach them diligently to your sons and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way. And, you know, I think that's been a lost art for a lot of parents, not understanding.
Right.
That even when they're babies, you start teaching them. A baby is learning faster than what any adult can ever hope to learn. They're learning so many things.
Yeah, they are.
Every time that those fingers move and every time they suck on their toe, you know, every time they do something, they're in a learning process. one of the worst words you can ever say to a kid is no. The kids don't hear the difference. There is no difference between do and do not. Teach them. This is the way to do it. This is what I want you to do.
That relationship. You have to develop your relationship. You have to learn who they are.
Yep.
And listen to who they are.
You got a brother and sister, and they're sitting there arguing and yelling at each other. And instead of stopping it, you know, they just go off somewhere else. When they should be there, giving them an alternative to the anger and the hatred that they're exhibiting. You know, they love their sister. They love their brother. But right then and there, they're out of control. And to help them get back into control and help them to say, hey, there's got to be a different way for you to react because this isn't right. You know you love your sister. You know you love your brother. You needed a different way to get over the problem.
If a child is not behaving, not listening, not doing what you ask them to do, try and stop and say, what do you want to do? What's in your heart? What are you thinking about? Take time to talk and relate to your child. Enjoy them. Develop that relationship with your child.
Yeah, there's no book written for parenting. Each kid's different. You can't put that into a book. But the one thing that you can do, if you're willing to, is to be there and relate with the kid and try to give him an alternative to whatever he's feeling that's not right. Give him an option of how to take care of it. But you can't do that if all you're doing is coming home and you're not paying attention to your kids and you're letting somebody else on TV take care of your kid.
You know, what you're talking about, Ed, is so classic because my daughter, she read every known book possible about giving birth. She knew all the potential issues that she might face. And of course, hers was one of those one in 50 million chances of ever happening, you know, and she goes, what do I do? You know, don't worry. The doctors have control. The doctors know what they're doing. But, you know, let's come into scripture with this a little bit. When the children of Israel came back to Jerusalem after their first taken into slavery, right? When you have Ezra, Nehemiah, right. The young people rejoiced when the wall was finished, remember? Or the temple was finished. But the old men cried.
Yeah.
The old men saw the old. They saw the original temple and in all its glory and God living in that location. The wonderful part is while they were enslaved, the parents did teach their children what the law is and so forth. And so that when they came back, it wasn't that Ezra was teaching them something new. When they found the scriptures, it was like, oh my goodness, this is what it means. Yeah. This is what mom and dad or grandpa was trying to teach me about. Now this is a joyful time because now I understand what they were trying to tell me.
We need to teach our children as small as we can how to laugh.
Absolutely.
We need to teach them humor. Mm-hmm. And you do it with responsibility and you do it with love, understanding, explanation to teach them how to laugh. If you ask some of the great comedians, they came from very difficult backgrounds.
True.
And as little children, they learned how to overcome it with humor. Have fun. Put humor in it anywhere you can, and the kids will grow up to be happy.
And they'll grow up as overcomers.
Well, we've seen on this podcast that children become overcomers as you teach them every day the simple ways of the Lord. As it says in the scriptures, you shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.